Hi, everybody. Good evening. How are you? My name is Lauren Rosati. I'm the assistant curator here at the National Academy, and on behalf of the director, Carmen Branigan, and the entire staff, I wanted to welcome you here tonight to the special Whitney Biennial edition of the review panel. This event occurs here once a month in the National Academy School and is organized in partnership with artcritical.com. It is generously supported by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts. And though the topic of conversation tonight turns to the Whitney Museum, I encourage you all to see the exhibitions currently on view in our own museum, including Anders Zorn, Sweden's master painter, Philip Perlstein, Six Paintings, Six Decades, and Edwin Blashfield and the American Renaissance. Most of these are on view through May 18th. And there are more information on these exhibitions and related events in a newsletter available at the front desk and at the school entrance out the door. Also, a reminder that review panels are now hosted free of charge, something made possible by the generosity of our members. So if you like what you hear tonight, please consider becoming a member of the National Academy. And a reminder also to please RSVP for these events, that they will begin getting quite full. So please join me in welcoming tonight's guests, as well as moderator, publisher, and editor of artcritical.com, David Cohen.
Thank you very much indeed. It's always a pleasure to see a full house braving the elements of our never-ending winter to be here for what is, I believe, the fourth occasion on which we've tackled the Whitney Biennial, something that shows our age, perhaps. We're actually approaching our 10th anniversary, which will fall in October. The biennial is a departure from our usual practice of taking on four or five or six current exhibitions, and it's often worth making that departure from the norm because of the opportunity, supposedly, this being the remit of the Whitney, to take the temperature or the pulse. Or the cholesterol levels. Oh, really? Not being heard? That's unusual. That's unusual, if not for the review panel, certainly for its moderator, for its immoderator. Can I be heard better now? Maybe I'm mumbling because it's not the first lecture I've given this week. Okay, cool. I won't start from the beginning because I didn't say anything much. But I was just saying that the Whitney Biennial is a good opportunity to depart from our normal procedure of looking at a handful of solo exhibitions because the survey of American art purports to be at least an opportunity to take the temperature or pulse or cholesterol levels or whatever it is that you're doing for contemporary American art. But almost as if the Whitney has been organized with the review panel in mind, the organizers this year have generously and conveniently split the exhibition into three parts, one part per curator. And that is something we will something we will adopt as the structure for this evening, just to make things more familiar to the review panel regular. Do put your hands up, please, if this is the first time you've ever attended the review panel. It's always nice to know that. First time you've been on the review, been at a review panel. Marvelous to see you all. Welcome. Hope to see you other times too. So, what I'd like to do now is introduce my guests. In the far corner, Donald Cuspid is an art critic, poet, Professor Emeritus of Art History and Philosophy at SUNY Stony Brook. He holds doctorates in both those disciplines and has also completed the coursework in psychoanalysis at NYU Medical Center. He is the 1983 recipient of the Frank Jewett Martyr Award for Distinction in Art Criticism, awarded by the College Art Association, And he's the author of over 24 books and countless exhibition catalogues, including Redeeming Art, Critical Reveries from 2000, Idiosyncratic Identities, Artists at the End of the Avant-Garde from 96, The End of Art, 2004, and New Old Masters from 2007. Colleen Asper is an artist and writer. Publications to which she's contributed include Lacanian Ink, The Believer, and Paper Monument. She's organized numerous lectures, panels, panel discussions, and performances as part of both Ad Hoc Vox, a group of which she's co-founder, and Cooper Union's interdisciplinary seminar. She's an open sessions artist at the Drawing Center, where she's currently working on an exhibition as well as related public programming. And like Don Cuspid, Colleen Asper is a veteran of the review panel. We welcome back, as we welcome for the first time, Joseph R. Wolin, who's an independent critic and curator, frequent contributor to Time Out New York since 2006. He was the art critic in residence at the Bronx Museum in 2012 to 13. Since 1994, he's curated 26 exhibitions, and his most recent project, Open This End, Contemporary Art from the Collection of Blake Byrne, is set to open at the Nasher Museum at Duke University next year, where the erstwhile curator of contemporary art here at the National Academy, Marshall Price, is probably going to be a receiving curator. He's an adjunct professor at Parsons, the New School, and the School of the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston. Ladies and gentlemen, a distinguished panel, please welcome them.